Don Bailey Jr. is on the line. You want to do headlines first, or you want me to get to DBJ first? Solana, what's your plan?
I can run through headlines really quickly here.
All right. DBJ, you have time for Solana to run through headlines real quick?
Hello?
Yeah, DBJ, you there, DBJ?
DBJ's here, man.
All right. Well, Mark is glad. Do you have time? You have time for Solana to run through headlines real quick? I feel like I'm talking to my deaf
uncle. Yeah. Absolutely, I have.
All right, real quick, Abuela, give us the headlines.
Heat versus Hawks tonight, 7 p.m. tip-off in Atlanta. Justice Winslow is currently questionable, dealing with a sore back, so we'll monitor Winslow's status throughout the day. Also, Rashad Jones was on the practice field today. I know we'll get to our injury report a little later, but Rashad Jones, he's missed the last two games.
Wow, I did not think he'd play another game for the Dolphins. I really didn't. I thought he would be done for the season. All right, what else, Solana?
And in case anybody was wondering, Ryan Fitzpatrick officially will be starting this Sunday versus the New York Jets tonight. Thursday night football, San Francisco is favored by 10 points on the road. They're facing off in Arizona. Tonight, that's at 8:20 p.m., and headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And you got a quick weather update here for DBJ?
Yeah, really quickly, weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. DBJ may or may not rain tonight during Halloween, so if it does, seek some shelter.
All right.
We call that a 50-50, don't we?
Sure, that's a 50-50 ball right there. He just threw up a perfect 50-50 ball. Someone's coming down with it. Might be rain, might not. Is there a sponsor for weather there, Solana?
For the best poker promotions in SoFla, visit Hialeah Park Poker Room. Come win your share of $350,000 in monthly high hand giveaways. That's more than $10,000 a day in high hands. Why play anywhere else? Visit HialeahPark.com for Mo info.
What did you say? Mo info? For Mo info?
Is that what,
you said, brother? what are you giving away at the Don Bailey Jr. household tonight for the trick or treaters that knock on the old door?
Well, Priscilla gets back in town around 6:30, and it's all up to her, my friend.
Really?
If not, I have to close the gate and turn off the lights.
Wow.
Yeah, that's dance of DBJ.
I figured it would be flooring or something. Here's a little...
Well, we'll give out free samples and coupons, of course.
Free samples? One tile?
Here's a little piece of laminate.
A quarter of a tile.
Don't eat this all at once, kid. A little piece of laminate for you. Hurricanes are 3-point underdogs Saturday at FSU. Can you get a beat on this game at all, DBJ? I was saying this earlier in the week. I cannot figure out this Miami team from week to week. So do you have a beat on this particular game?
I can tell you, in watching Florida State, they are scratching their head as much as Miami is, because I believe there's people believe there's a lot of talent at the University of Miami, and people believe there's a lot of talent at Florida State. And I haven't seen Florida State until this last week, and I watched them a lot. And there's talent there. There's talent there, and I can understand why people just cannot figure this game out, because I don't think anybody knows who's going to show up for either team. Is it the Florida State that beat the heck out of Syracuse, or is it the Florida State that beat Louisiana Monroe by 1 point? Or is it the Florida State that lost to Boise, or the Miami that lost to Georgia Tech, or the Miami that played Central Michigan as close as they did? I don't think anybody knows. I really don't. I get it. There's no understanding. Both schools have played two quarterbacks. Both schools rely on a running back. Miami, of course, DJ Dallas. He didn't play last week. And then this Cam Akers guy is legit. I mean, I think he's a very, very good football player. You know, you have Jeff Thomas back for the University of Miami. They got their receiver number 15, and that guy's, you know, catching 45-yard touchdown passes and all over the place. And you just look at it, it's interesting. I mean, Miami's got the best defensive ends. I think Florida State's got some defensive tackles that can play. So, I don't know. They got to play the game. Thank God they got to play the game.
And DBJ, you brought up Cam Akers. I was thinking about it. Georgia Tech rushed for over 200. Virginia Tech over 150. Both losses on the Canes. Cam Akers has 174 attempts this year, DBJ, over 20 a game. In the Syracuse and Wake, the last 2 weeks, he has 50 carries for 300 yards. I believe the game's going to come down to, can they stop Cam Akers?
I don't disagree with you. That is the if you're the Miami defense, that is the number one challenge for you to do on Saturday, is locate Cam Akers and stop him. Because the receiver is a big play, 50-50 jump ball guy that can get open and do all these things. But I don't believe they rely on that. You know, they have enough faith in the quarterback that can be a consistent thing. I watched Cam Akers against Syracuse. They put him in the Wildcat, or the Wild Cam, they call it. The guy can throw. He has a legitimate arm, not let's fake it and shot put it out there. He can throw the football. He can run it. He runs the zone as well as anybody, does a nice job bending it back. And he's big. I mean, he's 5'11". He's over 200 pounds. People forget that he rushed for over 1,000 yards as a true freshman 2 years ago. He struggled a little bit last year, but Florida State struggled. And they seem to have kind of come to peace with themselves about their starting offensive line. And they got a big offensive line as well. They've, you know, been beat up in that position too, giving up some sacks. But if you can stop Cam Akers, I think anybody that plays Florida State offensively can control them.
Don Bailey Jr., radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes Radio Network. And again, it's Canes and FSU. It's the game we wait all year for. 3:30 kickoff on Saturday. You know what today is, the anniversary, four-year anniversary of?
No.
The eight lateral miracle against Duke.
Oh, that was a fun one.
That was a fun one.
My man Joe Zagacki showed it.
He did. We played it in the last segment.
Didn't he?
Yeah, he did that perfectly. Do you remember who the coach was for Miami during that game?
How many years ago was it?
4 years ago.
Would that have been Larry Scott?
It was Larry Scott. Look at you. You were DBJ.
I remember the line, though. Didn't we do something about there was? What was the line?
From that game in particular?
No, I ended that call with one of your lines.
I don't.
The force be with you, my man.
Did you? You ended it with that? I don't think I got that far in the call. The call itself was like 16 minutes long. You were unbelievable last Saturday. The lines that you worked in for us, I mean, just you were on top of your game.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you.
All right.
You know, it has a lot to do with the lines, too, you know.
Well, we audibled a little bit this week because we had some stuff planned, but John Witherspoon passed away yesterday. Are you familiar with John Witherspoon?
I'm sorry, I'm not.
You'd know him.
He passed away.
Well, that's very nice of you. We'll extend your wishes to the family. very good comedic actor, and I think had a place here in Miami Beach as well. But he was in all the Friday movies, and I don't know if you saw the movie Hollywood Shuffle or Boomerang.
I remember Boomerang because I'm a foot guy, and that girl had bad feet.
Yeah, there you go. There was a whole running theme with Boomerang. So we've got some lines for you from John Witherspoon, okay?
Okay.
All right, first one is from movie Hollywood Shuffle, which is one of my all-time favorites. It's an underrated movie. Robert Townsend made this movie years ago on a shoestring budget, and John Witherspoon owns the hot dog stand called Winky Dinky Dog. And here's a line that we thought maybe you could work into the broadcast Saturday.
This is not your average hot dog stand. You know what this is? This is Winky Dinky Dog.
This is not your average hot dog stand. You know what this is? This is Winky Dinky Dog.
Can we just go with Winky Dinky Dog?
Yeah, if
no?
You can give us this is Winky Dinky Dog, I think that's fine. But that actually brings me into the next line where he says in the movie, Bobby, say it with me, but I would love for you to say, Joe, say it with me. Here's the line from Hollywood Shuffle.
Bobby, say it with me. Come on. Winky Dinky Dog. Winky Dinky Dog. Yeah. Ooh.
Joe, say it with me. Winky Dinky Dog. Winky Dinky Dog.
We can do that one, too.
Yeah. And yeah, Joe can win on that one, right? Say it with me, Joe. Winky Dinky Dog. Winky Dinky Dog.
Yeah.
From Boomerang, we may have given you the coordinate line before. I'm not 100% certain. You've got to coordinate. Did we ever give you that line?
I don't think so.
All right, this is from Boomerang, and this is John Witherspoon's wearing mushroom. He's got the mushroom belt. He's got the mushroom jacket, right?
Yes.
It's all about coordinating.
Well, the secret is you've got to coordinate.
Uh-huh.
Most people don't coordinate. See, you've got to coordinate.
Well, the secret is you got to coordinate.
Coordinate.
Most people don't coordinate, so you got to coordinate.
I can get that in, too.
All right. Now,
that's a football term.
Yeah,
coordinate.
Yeah, you got to coordinate.
A good call. Yeah.
Right. You got to talk about so Dan Enos, let's say Dan Enos has a good call or a bad call. You say, you know what, Joe, the secret with Dan Enos, any coordinator really, the secret is you got to coordinate. You got to coordinate. People don't coordinate, so you got to coordinate. That's perfect.
What do you want me to put out there, about three or four of them? What is it, three or four?
That's perfect. Now, here, this is not John Witherspoon. This is, I think it's Eddie Murphy that says, you know, your pop's had a mushroom belt. I think that's it. Do you have that line where he's talking to or about John Witherspoon?
Gerard, did you know your pops had a mushroom belt on?
Yes.
Gerard, did you know your pops had a mushroom belt on? And then Joe can say, yes.
Gerard, did you know your pops had a mushroom belt on?
Perfect.
Yes.
All right, here's one more from Boomerang from John Witherspoon.
I'll bet we've eaten everything on the pig. From the rooter to the tooter.
I bet we'd be eating everything on the pig from the rooter to the tooter.
From the rooter to the tooter.
John Witherspoon will be missed.
Did I say rooter to the tooter?
I don't know. I said that to Crowder in the last segment. He's like, no, I think DBJ can do it.
That's no big deal.
Of course Crowder would say that.
No big deal.
What's a job?
And then from the movie Friday, of course, everybody remembers John Witherspoon walking out of the bathroom with the spray.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window. Maybe after the halftime break.
That would be at halftime.
Yeah.
That's good.
So there you go. We'll give you some John Witherspoon for Saturday.
Right? The last two won't make it, but the other ones will.
Yeah, no, I understand. I totally understand. I think it's perfect. Joe, say it with me. Winky dinky dog. Winky dinky dog. I think that'd be perfect for you and Joe.
I think so, too.
All right.
I think so, too. Those are good lines, guys.
All right. Let's make a nice little broadcast on Saturday. Hopefully Hurricanes can pull the upset. I don't know how much of an upset it really is, even though they're 3-point underdogs, but hopefully they can.
Let's call it whatever we can. But what's my man Crowder think about the Florida-Georgia game?
Oh, we can get them. We're healthy now, baby.
Kadarius
Toney back.
I think Florida's a 6-point underdog, aren't they?
For a dog?
I think they're a 6-point underdog, yeah.
Nah, we can get Fromm ain't doing what I thought he'd do this year. If we stop, same way, honestly, DBJ, if y'all can stop Cam Akers, I believe y'all win. If we can stop their running game with Swift, I believe we can win. They can't run the ball on us, we'll be able to win.
I wouldn't argue that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't argue that at all.
Are you going up there Saturday?
No, I work too hard.
Yeah, I've never known you to miss a cocktail party.
Too hard. The problem is he plays too hard.
That's what the cocktail party is. There's a lot of rooter to the tooter up there.
Nothing to do with working hard, but playing hard.
Don Bailey Jr., listen to him Saturday, 3:30 kickoff on the Miami Hurricanes Radio Network, Canes and FSU. Thank you, DBJ.
See you later, my winky dinky dogs.
He's already into it.
That is excellent. That is so great.